number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Yep, for now, Rupert.
I am the truth.
Right.
We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Hey, man.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are wizards.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
How about Dr. Phil?
I can't drink and I can't do drugs. What a crummy lie.
Sorry, Phil.
Dude Walker.
Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Thank you very much.
I'm really not sure what's next. I think it's more Dr. Phil.
What are you doing, you effing little bitch?
Hey, Dr. Phil, calm down. All right, now on the telephone is a lady named Carrie Carter. Her website is theangelchannel.com. And it's about the Da Vinci Code. About the movie.
This is a psychic, right?
She channels.
Is she?
She's channeling Mary Magdalene.
Buzz?
Yes.
When I give you the high sign here, you're going to announce, welcome to Catholic to Catholic.
All right.
With
Don O'Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, that's, we can do better than that. Don't you think?
I certainly
like Patrick Fitzgerald and Gerald Fitzpatrick.
She knows it's the Don and Mike show.
Oh, she knows it's the Don. Oh, okay.
Then just make me like Don Fitzpatrick.
How about Don Esposito?
Okay.
And Mike O'Mara.
Okay. Ready, Buzz?
Just to give some authenticity to
it. Here we go. And you're on the air.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Catholic to Catholic. And now, here are your hosts, Don Esposito and Mike O'Mara.
Hello. Glory to God. Christ is King. How are you on this blessed Tuesday, friend? This is Don Esposito.
This is Mike O'Mara. We would like to welcome everyone to Catholic. We're very, very pleased to be continuing our ongoing discussion of the controversy surrounding the Da Vinci Code.
Of course, this is a movie that was released this past weekend.
Stirring up quite a fuss, I might say.
I myself was thinking about going to the Jeffrey Katzenberg movie, the Over the Hedge. You know, the little ones wanted to go, but I said, Daddy thinks we should watch a movie that's entertaining and interesting, and then we can have a discussion about the events.
When, of course, it was a Saturday visit to the cinema, and then, of course, Mass early on Sunday, followed by a lovely brunch.
Let's welcome now Carrie Carter. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I will wonderful. Go with God, as always. Christ is King, and thank you for joining us.
Harry,
Catholic to Catholic.
I see in my notes that you channel the voice of Mary Magdalene, who is a significant character in the Bible. Would you say that this is something that's the high point of your channeling career?
The high point of my channel career?
Yes.
No. She's just always been there.
Have you been able to take this opportunity, being as you can, allegedly, and I believe you can, to speak to Mary? Have you thought about, perhaps, making this a revenue source for yourself so other people could speak to Mary as well? And, you know, who's to say there's not a few pennies in it for you and your website, theangelchannel.com?
I really haven't thought about really making it a revenue at this point in time. Because
that's a problem. I want to tell you something. Do you read the Bible?
Yes, all the time.
So do I.
Thank God.
I know. Yes, praise God. I know that it's, I don't remember. I think it's page 87. I was reading the other day, and it was... The message, I'm going to just boil it down. The message.
And now be careful, because we don't certainly want you to do what you seem to do quite often, which is preach. I've always pointed out to you
to read a psalm.
Preaching is not what we do here. We discuss.
As I mentioned, open any New Testament Bible,
yes.
Page 87, and you will see right there, very simply, what she should be, I won't tell you the story, but what this gal should be doing is finding a way to market this, finding a way to turn this business around, because let's face it, it's what we do. In a former life, were you not a highly paid attorney, or were you a doctor?
Who, me?
I'm talking now to Mike.
And of course I did. Before I devoted most of my life to the church, I was a practicing attorney, but that's not relevant right now. What I'm concerned about is that I would have, if there were any dollars to come in through the venture, I would certainly be happy to see the money go to the church, which all of my money, every nickel of it, outside of living expenses for a modest apartment and several meals out a year, goes to the Catholic Church.
The Da Vinci Code made over the weekend $74 million in America.
Not one dime, I should point out, went to the church, to the best of my knowledge. Are you aware of anything different, Carol? Is it Carol?
Carrie. It's Carrie.
Carrie.
It's
yes.
Carrie Carter from the Angel Channel.
No, I really don't know where the money went for the movie, and I really don't. I don't know where the money went for the movie. It's not my money.
Well, a tremendous controversy that Mary Magdalene, of course, a tremendously significant character.
A star of the Bible.
A star of the Bible. But, of course, much controversy that she was actually married to Jesus. Mary Magdalene being, of course, the prostitute, correct?
According to Mary Magdalene, when I have spoken to her, and I've spoken to her since I was the age of five, actually, when I first talked to her, I thought she was the Virgin Mary.
I'll tell you something that I thought I watched The Da Vinci Code, the movie, and I thought Tom Hanks was all right, but as I was reading the book, I thought more, this is a role for Dustin Hoffman. How do you feel? Do you feel Tom did a good job, or do you think Dustin Hoffman might have been better?
Carrie?
I think that anybody that would have played the part would have done a good job. It's the message it's going through, and it's a fun movie. It's something for people to watch and think with an open heart and an open mind.
Is $9 too much to pay to see a film? Even a film that means so much, like The Da Vinci Code?
I really thought that Ben Stiller could have done a fine job. I know he's a comic actor, but I thought that perhaps Ben Stiller would have been a...
You think $9 would be too much? For the people who don't want to pay $9 when it comes out on DVD, they're going to be able to get it, right?
Ben Stiller is right, like, yes. You're being silly. That's like saying, who's another famous funny man?
Silly.
Adam Sandler. You wouldn't put Adam Sandler in a movie like The Da Vinci Code.
No, it's far too serious material.
You would not do that.
Ben Stiller, like many comic actors, Tom Hanks, need I point out to you, was a serious comic actor. I guess that's kind of a contradiction, a serious comic actor. Was Mary married to Jesus?
Yes, she was.
Did they have a prenup? No, because I know that in a former life, Mike, my partner, used to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And incidentally, always representing the wrong element of society.
If you consider the fact...
Shame on you.
Well,
amen, sister. Shame on you, Brother Michael.
All right. If I can explain. Would you allow me, Carrie, to explain myself?
I will allow you to explain. There's always two sides of every story now, isn't there?
What Mr. Esposito is referring to is the fact that during my early career, there were three men of the cloth, three parish priests that I defended against some charges. And, of course, all three of them were found guilty, and guilty, of course, of crimes that were really unspeakable. But I did represent them to the best of my ability. And someone in this room, Carrie, who just can't seem to get by that, has never really forgiven me, as Jesus would forgive us, for doing that.
You have to forgive as Jesus would forgive it. And guess what? There was more divine order because they were found guilty, wasn't there?
Yeah, of
course. So there was a better higher court than... You, even as an attorney, so justice is always served.
Carrie, wisdom, you speak with such wisdom, and I couldn't agree more, and I certainly hope that my esteemed colleague, Mr. Esposito, can find it in his heart to forgive me.
Mr. O'Mara, I think you know that for years I bring this up as a way of poking fun.
Mm. Well, it's hurtful. It's hurtful. I say a rosary for you every night.
I don't mean it to be hurtful. Go say two Hail Marys, and maybe you'll feel better. Take a chill pill. Listen.
I've said two Hail Marys while this interview has been going.
You represented people who are less than desirable. When I was a doctor, did I ever tell you, Carrie, did I tell you about the time that I went to Rome, and I went to a nunnery, and there were all these young women that wanted to be a women of the cloth. Mm-hmm. And I said, now, before I became born again, I was a plastic surgeon.
Huh?
And I said to the women, you know, as I looked at these women, and I did not look at them in a sexual way, I looked at them as a man looks at a woman, a sculpture, as I've read in the Bible. You know, let's worship the body. It's a temple.
Mm-hmm.
I said to some of them, you might want something to lift, to separate. There were some C cups that really could have been B's. There were some D's. I helped the girls, women, if you will, these nuns, get themselves into shape. I'm not ashamed of what I did in my previous life. I didn't. Let me just say.
Why are you being so argumentative? Is that directed at me?
I did. What about when you represented?
What have I done? I made an honest living, and now I give all of my money to the Catholic Church.
Did you represent the hooligans who broke in and stole the money after Sunday Mass?
Of course I did.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Wait a minute. Jesus went out and he didn't judge anybody. You guys should not be judging each other.
Amen. I really hope
He went out and preached peace and love.
Yes.
You guys should not be judging each other, and you should not be casting the first stone.
Carrie, I have to share something with you. Are you a Catholic?
No. I believe in God.
Oh, dear.
And that's not
well, the name of this show is Catholic to Catholic.
We thought that because you channeled Mary Magdalene that you indeed were a Catholic.
We hate to be inclusive.
Wait, how do you know Mary Magdalene was Catholic?
Of course she was.
I think we all know
that.
Okay.
When I channel Mary Magdalene, I'm Catholic. How's that?
From the time I was five years old, Father McDonough taught me that Mary Magdalene was Catholic.
And you believe everything you hear?
Of course I do.
Well, then why don't you talk to God firsthand and ask God what he thinks?
There's no need. My
what
faith
is, your
is
religion?
Stronger than that.
Carrie, what is your given religion, if we may ask? After all, the name of our show is Catholic to Catholic.
We build this show as the show by Catholics for Catholics.
Catholics. Well, I just have a great faith in God, and I honor all religions.
Do you observe all the holy days of obligation?
I think every day is a holy day. I get up praying, I go to bed praying.
Do you go to the Stations of the Cross?
No. I have a rosary.
Oh, excellent. All right. Was it a hand-me-down? Was it handed down through the generations?
No, it was bought from the Lord. It's a very nice, wonderful wooden rosary. Very beautiful.
If you don't mind me asking, how much did you pay for it?
Always costs with you, Mr. Escobedo.
How much did you pay?
From your father, Joe.
It was a gift.
It was priceless.
Are you
officially a Catholic? Because the rule on the show, we don't mean to be inclusive, is if you're not a Catholic.
Not inclusive, of course.
As far as a Catholic, I was christened a Catholic.
Oh, fine, fine. That's acceptable.
And you're a Catholic for life.
You're Catholic for life. That's fine. And then that's the rule.
If I was christened in a Catholic church, I guess I'm Catholic for life, right?
The only controversial point that we make on this program, of course, once in, forever in. And that, of course, goes against some of the teachings. But, you know, we don't go along with all of the teachings, but we do say once you are, you are. And nothing can change that.
We are also very old school, as the kids say.
Mm-hmm.
That
Old Testament.
Let's face it. I'm sure you agree, Carrie. Birth control has no place in our lifetimes. I have 17 children myself, and Mike has 6. I could not be a happier or prouder father.
I'd like to also point out that both of our mailboxes, we live in the same neighborhood, and our mailboxes have the names, both our names in Latin.
Well, that's just lovely.
Thank you.
Does the mailman know how to get to you, or is he Catholic?
He knows. He knows the Latin translations.
See,
I mean, he knows because we've been there for in the neighborhood for years.
Yes, the name of some of my children.
So well, he must be Catholic, right?
There's Luke, and there's Matthew, and of course there's John.
How about Mary? And how about Mark?
He hasn't gotten to the daughters yet.
Now, please, hold on. You're kidding. You know, I have 17 boys.
I know.
You know I was featured on Primetime Live.
It'd be amazing.
When I was, and I'm sorry, it's a previous life, when I was the Beverly Hills Plastic Surgeon of the Year, and excuse my French, I was known as the breast man. You know, it's like a joke.
You should point out the fact
that at a wedding, there's a best man. I was the breast man.
Before people consider you an oddity, you're saying you have 17 children. 16 or 17 children?
17
children. But, of course, three different mothers of those, and two of them, of course, who passed during childbirth. You should point that out. That's always important. And don't forget Linus, Ignatius, and Noah.
They're all beautiful, my boys.
No Moses?
My little Moses. Actually, I'm like George Foreman. I've named three of my boys Moses. George Foreman named all of his...
But it's parting of the sea, right? It makes fishing very easy for you.
It does indeed. That's
you
very,
know
very
movie
clever.
I found
so you're
very
taking
funny.
Advantage of that, then, are you?
Did you ever see Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey?
Yes, I did.
There's a scene
where
he takes... Oh, I disagree.
Oh, please.
He takes his finger and he makes the tomato soup like Moses parting the sea.
If you want to know a really good film, watch The Ten Commandments. It is as fresh today as it was when it was made. I believe it was made in the early 1960s.
Do you have any idea how much money Jim Carrey got paid for being in that movie?
Bruce Almighty?
He belonged to the Catholic Church, you know.
Do you have any idea? He belongs?
Probably.
Of course he does.
He had to be Catholic and give his money away, or he wouldn't have been able to make that movie.
He made $20 million.
I went to grade school with a Paddy Carey, P-A-D-D-Y Carey, a wonderful Irish lad that was a bit of a troublemaker. He had lots of fights.
Oh, did you represent him in juvenile
court? No need. And not everyone that was an associate of mine in my younger days I represented. It was the priests and the hooligans.
Christ is King. And let's not forget the passage of the day. We'll be reading that momentarily. And later on the show, the taste of your communion wafers. It's something you rarely hear talked about on the radio.
But there are differences, and there are differences in cost and flavor, and we will be going into great detail. Just remember that the church you go to, my friends, is not always the church someone else goes to, and you can actually experience a different flavor at different, and it's something we can talk about.
Speaking of flavor,
Paddy Carey only fought when drunk.
Can I take this moment to mention we're having a fish fry on Friday?
How much is it going to cost?
As you know, the fish fry on Friday, what we do outside the studio, we put like a Salvation Army kettle out there. We're going to be at Our Lady of the Bloody Crucifixion, and we hope that everybody comes by. We'll be there with our big, gigantic
I think kettle. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to meet some of our listeners. It's $9.95. That includes the dinner. Everyone that leaves gets a free loaf of raisin bread, and they can enjoy the camaraderie of fellow Catholics, and we can discuss all the issues we discuss on the program.
And, of course, we have, some of the... extras, valet parking is
Virgin
there.
Mary statues for the dashboard of your car, which some have said are out of style. I don't believe they are.
Actually,
no, I
heard that you can hold it under a light bulb and the Virgin Mary actually will glow in the dark, almost like the little Hawaiian girl thing that you have that does the hula dance.
Now, here's the trick about the fish fry, and everyone should know this. We only bought 7 fish, but they will feed hundreds. And watch how that happens. It's a trick that we're doing, and then we're kind of simulating a major wonderful story the kids enjoy in the Bible.
So are you going to make fish soup?
You know, when we...
She's a clever one.
She is.
You know, I hate it when that... It wouldn't be fish fry if it was fish soup, would it now, Carrie, my smart little lady?
If you take the soup and fry it, maybe.
You can't fry
besides,
soup.
Maybe
now,
we
silly.
Can... Maybe I'll have a wafer cookie.
We're going to have... Now, we have to break because you've been fascinating. When we come back, we have the Catholic Comedian's Corner.
I guess, today, now that she's brought it up, I will tell the truth what we're doing. I think it's clever. We're frying 7 fish, dicing it into small cubes, and we're putting that on Domino's pizzas.
Well,
secrets out of the bag.
Union wafer cookie
still counts as a fish fry.
That will be perfect.
And an equal partnership with the Catholic Church.
In a moment,
we have wine.
Yes, of course we will have wine, sacramental wine.
In a moment, we will have our Comedian Catholic Corner, and today we're going to be joined by two very, very funny men. Both of them dedicated to the Catholic lifestyle and the Bible, Jerry Seinfeld. And Gary Shandling will be our guests.
So look forward to that. We'll be playing clips from their albums and their wonderful, wonderful, talented men.
Have you seen the Jerry Seinfeld television show?
Me? Yes.
Have you seen? Now, do you find the Bible messages in that show as we do? I understand it's raunchy. I understand at times they talk about things you should not talk about, but this seems to be the underlying message.
Well, I can explain it. We've discussed it on the show. If you watch it closely, you will see that the character of George Costanza is actually Judas, the character of Kramer is Peter, and the character of Elaine is Mary.
Carrie, what makes...
Jerry, of course, being Jesus.
What makes a good Catholic?
Praying every day and giving all your money to the Catholic Church.
Well, and then I guess that I win on both those counts, unlike my colleague here, who I think skips a day or two once in a while as far as the donations. That's why he lives in a real home. Pardon me?
He does a couple extra Hail Marys or something.
He prays every day. I know. Don, you pray every day.
I've written out longhand the Lord's Prayer 18 times during the show, one for each of my 17 sons, and a silent prayer that tonight I can go home and have number 18.
And I wish you the best of luck. That's, of course, why you require the space. I myself, due to circumstances beyond my control, live in a one-room apartment. That, of course, one-room, bedroom, dining room, kitchen. or I should say...
all your money's at the church.
Yes, it is.
That's
yes, it
humble
is.
Of you.
But I can sleep at any Catholic church anywhere in the United States.
That's true.
Yeah, and really, if you have the right type of sleeping bag, you can make yourself very comfortable in a pew.
And you can drink wine and eat wafer cookies.
It's been wonderful talking with you.
It's
without
wonderful.
Rubbing it other in other people's noses, ain't being Catholic just the best thing ever.
Carrie, yes. Perhaps say a message or a word from Mary Magdalene to end this segment.
She sends blessings to all.
Mm-hmm.
And she says for all of you to have a blessed day.
Ditto.
Wonderful.
And make sure that you're all Catholic.
Wonderful.
Well, we are.
Pleasure.
We are, and it's good talking to a fellow Catholic.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you, too.
Are you going to early Mass on Saturday?
Yes,
or
I will be going. I will be going to the early Mass, and I'll
you know,
be going
it's
to
the holiday weekend.
Yes, and that's why I'm going to the early one, the 8 o'clock on Sunday, and I'll be doing the 5 o'clock on Saturday evening also.
You're a show off, you are.
You enjoy Mass, and maybe I will see you at the fish fry.
Thanks so much.
Can you hold on, please? You'll need to speak to one of our producers.
Okay.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
We actually, all our listeners now, if you would join hands briefly. As we say fairly well to our guest, and peace to all.
And to you.
And I hope that someone told you that for appearing on this show, you receive absolutely nothing. That is how we do things. We don't have much of a budget.
Sacrifice is godlike.
It's in the Bible, page 1,800. I've memorized it. It's a great book. It's a good read. The Da Vinci Code is a good movie.
Yes, a movie, and of course a good work of fiction.
Thank you, Carrie. Hold on, please. And thank you for being on Catholic to Catholic.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Don Esposito.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
Hold, please.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, it's Rob. You're off the air. How do you think it went?
I can't wait.
Yeah, they are a joy, and we really enjoyed it. We hope to have you on.
Joy.
Always sure. Have been.
Be a love. Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peace be Rob, with you him. Forgot to come up with a name. You would have to have a name, too.
Francis Spinelli.
Francis. Just Francis.
Francis Bixby-Watt.
God.
You and the fish fry. You got me with the fish fry.
That was something different,
yes.
Wasn't it?
A little new twist with
I
the
like
same
that.
Same voices.
A little mellower, though.
Never try to pigeonhole us. It can't be done.
All right. Go out and do what they say on page 98 of the Bible during this break. Mm.
That's right. And that, of course, passage is enroll your kids in soccer.
Look it up.
We will be right.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.